Breaking Soul Ties with Shaladio. On this broadcast, Shaladio teaches God's word on soul ties and other relationship issues affecting the believer. Listen and be blessed.
Hi there, welcome to the program. My name is Shola Adio. Welcome to episode 22 of our series on how to believe God for a spouse. In this series, I'm sharing fundamental spiritual principles that will help single men and women to believe God for a spouse and to also find their spouse. I will be sharing core principles of confessions, faith, hope, seed principle, prayer, discernment, and so on. This series will apply to both men and women. I want to share this prayer with you before we start. Please make this a daily prayer if you can. Ephesians chapter 1 verses 17 and 18. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now that you will open the eyes of our understanding today, that we may behold the wondrous things out of thy law, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask, O God, that you speak through my vocal cords directly into the hearts of your people. Cause me to communicate in power, in clarity, and in revelation, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Last episode, I spoke about the dangers of creating an Ishmael while you get impatient for your Isaac, and also the dangers of selling your birthright when you think that God is too late for you. And also, I answered a question about the rising trend of baby mamas in Nigeria. So if you missed that episode, you want to grab episode 21 of this broadcast and listen to it again. Today we're moving on, and today is a very, very powerful and interesting one. So I just want you to stay tuned to this one. In the first part of this series, before the break, I'll try my best to take two testimonies. I received two powerful testimonies in the last 3 weeks or so, and I want to share these testimonies with you. I'll share them with you in the first part of this broadcast. And in the second part of this broadcast, I'll be sharing some scriptures with you as well, based on a conversation I had. Well, not really much of a conversation, really, but some tweets I sent out on Twitter today, this morning at about 9 a.m. And today's date is, what's today's date again? 28th of June. So if you're not listening to this broadcast on the day it was done, you want to find my tweets out, 9 a.m. GMT Nigerian time, 28th of June. You'll find the tweets I started sending from that time. And my Twitter handle is Shola Adio. That's S-O-L-A. A-D-I-O. You can't miss it. Now, I'll go on to the testimonies. Now, the first testimony has to do with a particular lady. And I want you to pay particular attention to this. Pay very close attention to these testimonies. Now, in some of the earlier broadcasts, I had started sharing a thought, you know, along the lines of people not only just believing God that a good person, a good man or a good woman will come to be their spouse, but also praying in the spirit and being vigilant in the spirit to be sure that Satan does not use the opportunity of your desperation to slip his own agent into your life. And I've shared a little bit on this, and I'm going to keep sharing about this in subsequent episodes as well, that you need to be spiritually intelligent. But if you are desperate, Satan will have the opportunity to slip in his own counterfeit, or to slip in somebody who is come to destroy your life. So I want to share these two testimonies. Now, the first one comes from a lady. Now, what happened was that she tried to contact me. She tried to contact me, and I think I replied once, but I was extremely busy. I was extremely busy. And what had happened was that a guy had wanted to, you know, sort of like date her or whatever, and was speaking with her. And she just wanted to obtain some clarity. She wanted to be sure that was this the right person I should be speaking with, or was this not the right person? So she wanted to discuss this with me. And she couldn't really secure my attention in good time. And I also forgot all about it, that she was trying to contact me. And a few weeks later, she popped up in my DM to say that, oh, look, I tried to contact you, but you didn't respond to me. But thank God, God has already done it. So I then replied, I said, look, please, I'm sorry, don't be offended that, I mean, this one just slipped. But anyway, I am extremely delighted and I'm extremely happy that you secured a solution to the issue you wanted to discuss with me without my direct human involvement. And I am grateful to God for that. And this is what I really pray for in people's lives. Now, let's have the testimony. What was the testimony? There was this guy who just allegedly pursue a serious relationship with her, and she because she couldn't contact me, she had listened to some of my stuff here. So what she picked out of what she had listened to was that she should pray in the spirit. So this lady started praying in the spirit. So she'd just be praying in the spirit. She'll call the guy's name and just be praying in the spirit. She just, as she was praying in the spirit, she told me that the Lord indicated in her heart that this guy is not right. Just watch out. Just watch out. This guy is not right. And guess what happened? A few days later, this guy rings up begging for money. And straight away, and one, there are two things he did. He begged for money. And then two, he requested to see her in some private place. And this lady just thought, look, this is all I need to be sure that this guy is not the right guy for me. I mean, to start a relationship with begging for money. I mean, this obviously was a 419 dude, seriously. So, I mean, I don't know you from Adam, and the first thing I'm doing is to start begging you for money. Come on. I mean, you should be sharp enough to know that this is a scam. So the lady was thankful to God that she did not rush to catch feelings with somebody before receiving God's guidance about the person. And the lesson for you ladies, even men out there, is that don't catch feelings for anybody until you have a mandate from God to proceed into a relationship with that person. Now, what is happening today now on social networks? Everybody just catch feelings. That somebody just flashes something in front of you, you just catch feelings, the guy sleeps with you, and then at the end of the day, he breaks your heart and you'll be like, oh, that's an accident, you see. So, but don't catch feelings for anybody until you have a mandate from God to proceed. Now, I'll share the other testimony with you, and that testimony is very important, though, very profound. Don't catch feelings for anybody until you have a mandate from God to pursue. Now, the other testimony that came in yesterday, that testimony literally rocked my world. I had to call that lady. I said, please send me your number. I have to speak with you live and direct. So I actually had to call her in Nigeria. Now, this is what happened. Another guy too was pursuing her. She's believing God, and I think she's over 30. So you can imagine, in a place like Nigeria, you're over 30, and just almost, for many ladies, just almost anything will do at over 30. But she decided, she said she made up her mind, she wasn't going to settle for just any rubbish, that if it is not good enough to be the will of God, then it is not good enough to be in her life. So what she did, and this was a guy who also is in church. She said she had even known the guy from her childhood days, but the fact that she knew him from her childhood days did not mean that she should not scrutinize him well in prayer. So she took this guy's name to God in prayer and was praying. Of course, this guy will make phone calls and they'll be talking and chatting, you know, just the usual chit chat for you to get to know yourselves. And and then she said that she was praying, she'll be praying in the spirit that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, if there's anything I need to know, please show me. I am not going to take a step forward until I hear directly from you that this is your will for my life. And she kept on praying in the spirit. Anytime she remembered this guy, she'd just be praying in the spirit. One day, she was led to call the guy at a very odd time in the night. You see, there is a way the Holy Spirit leads people. It is not the same. So if I tell you that the Lord led somebody to do something, it doesn't mean that that leading is also for you. Because what I see today, especially in a place like Africa, is, you know, like a bandwagon thing. So if a man shares a testimony that the Lord led me, you know, to stamp my feet on the ground and a miracle came out, everybody will now start stamping their feet on the ground in the hope of a miracle. No, the Lord did not tell you to do that. The Lord told this person to do that. So you don't copy other people's leadings, but you to pray in the spirit until the Lord gives you your own leading. So this lady just decided at very odd time in the night to call this guy. She said she called this guy and she heard a voice of a female in the background. I said, who's that? She said, oh, that was just my sister. And she said she didn't even, you know, disbelieve the guy, that she just carried on. She had kept on with her process of praying in the spirit. She kept on praying in the spirit. She just kept on praying in the spirit. One day while she was praying in the spirit, the Lord spoke to her and said, this guy that you are talking to, that voice that you heard is not the voice of her sister. That is the voice of a woman that he is living with, who is not related to him, but already has two children for him. So what the Lord was saying to this lady is that this guy lives with a woman, and this woman already has two children for him. They are not married, so they are living in fornication, and this was the person trying to pursue the sister for a marriage. I mean, this is absolutely rubbish. So the lady heard all this from God, and what she did was that she picked up the phone and called this guy and said, dude, you have a lady living with you, and that lady is not your sister, and you also have two children. The guy said, who told you? And the lady said, the Holy Ghost told me. So you are just deceiving. You are not all about truth. I mean, this is pure deceit, and I'm not going to participate in deceit. So the lady broke the thing instantly, no negotiation at all, just dumped him in the trash. And I'm really very happy for her, because people are now tolerating this kind of nonsense, and when trouble breaks out, it will now be all men are bad. But this lady just walked away with her head held up high. She had not given up her body to the guy in sex and fornication. You know, in sex and fornication. So I was really very happy for her. So my message to you is this: don't open your legs for any man. And also, men, don't go into any woman. I mean, it works both ways for brothers and sisters. Sisters, abstain from fornication. Brothers, abstain from fornication. And take your time to pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Don't catch feelings with anyone until the Lord speaks to your heart and gives you a confirmation that you can pursue this person in a relationship. And that is the old message of these testimonies. I thank God for the lives of these sisters. I'm so excited about these testimonies. The Lord bless you real good. And in the name of Jesus Christ, no bozo, no Ishmael shall make it into your life in the name of Jesus Christ while you are believing God for your Isaac. Amen. See you after the break.
Welcome back to the second part of this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. Listen and be blessed.
Welcome back. Now we're going to I'm going to share some scriptures with you, and then I'll bring a few thoughts across to you. Then I'll read a few tweets that generated a lot of attention and controversy this morning on Twitter to you. All right, so let's go. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 28. In fact, before I read that scripture, let me read three other scriptures. Then I'll come back to Romans 8. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. It says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So what the Bible is saying is that if you have any care at all, you should cast it upon God, because he cares for you. Then Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Then let's go to Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. It says, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man." So we see here in the scriptures here, the first one says that if we have any care at all, we should cast it upon the Lord. And the second one says that what things soever we desire when we pray, we should believe that we receive them and we shall have them. And the third scripture says that God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And while Adam slept, he took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Now, all these three scriptures, from all these three scriptures, I want to bring a thought here. And that thought is this. I have been asked on a couple of occasions that now that you are, teaching people on how to believe God for a spouse, and you are really encouraging people to involve God extremely actively in the process of finding a person to marry, the question is, how will I like the person that God says yes about that I should marry? And also, there is a person I really love to marry because he's 6'2". He has everything that I want in a man, and it doesn't seem that God likes him. So how do we manage this conflict of interest? As in, some people believe that God can never bring them what they will like. So they don't even bother to involve God in their lives. So it's just a question of, I do what I like, and then at the point where I want to do it, I then bring God to rubber stamp my decision. Just put a rubber stamp on it and off I go, without involving God in the process. So that conflict then arises. So people even go down, as fickle. People even get as fickle and petty as well. I cannot marry somebody whose organ size does not go beyond a particular length, and I read all of these on social media, and these are even written by Christians. Now, cut out the unbelievers. The unbelievers do things according to the world. We are Christians. I'm addressing Christians now. So if you are an unbeliever, your opinion doesn't count and is irrelevant in this issue that I'm discussing. This is particularly for Christians, born again Christians, spirit-filled Christians who are heading to heaven. Those are the people who have an opinion in this discussion here, because this is for Christians. Now, the issue here is that there is something about the will of God. There's something about God knowing about your future, knowing what is best for you. You may know what you think is best today, but God knows what is best for you tomorrow. He knows what is best for you next month. He knows what is best for you next year. He knows what is best for you in 10 years time. He knows what is best for you in 20 years time. You don't know. Seriously, you don't know, because you don't even have a clue what your experiences are going to be like in the next 5 to 10 years. You don't have a single clue. Seriously, you don't. You just don't have a single clue where you are going to be in the next 10 years, where you are going to be in the next 15 years. And I'm serious about it. Tomorrow morning, I'm traveling to Sweden. Now, I work in Sweden Monday to Friday for 2 weeks, and then I come back to meet my family at the weekend. Now, seriously, at the beginning of this year, I never, ever, ever imagined that I'll be working in Sweden. Never, ever imagined it. So to just say that, to now make your decisions based on the fact that you think you know what your whole life will be all about in the next 5 years, you're joking, because you don't have a single clue. But the Holy Ghost knows. The Holy Spirit knows where you will be in the next 5 years, and he knows who fits you 10 years time, 15 years time, 20 years time, but you don't know. You can only talk about your sensual, carnal, fleshly desires today, but you don't know what is coming in 5 years' time. You don't know what is coming in 10 years' time. Seriously, you don't know. You just don't know. And that is why we as Christians cannot follow the trend of the unbelievers and the world out there. There is something called the leading of the Holy Ghost, because he knows, and he knows better than us. He knows what we ourselves don't even know that we want. And I'll read the scripture. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 28. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. So you see, you think you know what you should pray for. You think you know the exact size and spec of the husband that you should marry. You don't know. Seriously, you don't know. You don't know. You think you know, but you don't know, because you don't even know what your whole life will be all about in 2 years' time. Seriously, you don't know. Seriously, you don't know. You don't have a clue. But the Holy Spirit knows. He says, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. In the Greek, groanings which cannot be uttered means groanings which you cannot say in articulate speech. That stuff that you cannot understand. And that is where praying in tongues comes in. And the Bible says that he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So you may not know clearly what the will of God is for your life, but as you pray in the Spirit, as you pray in the Spirit and you don't rush and you are sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit, you will eventually align with the will of God and come into the will of God. And the Bible says that, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So you see that all things, Bible says that after you, as you are prayed in tongues over all your situations, you have some terrible experiences in the past, you have some terrible things that have gone on in the past, you have a lot of things around you, but as you are praying in the Spirit and you are praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit is able to lead you and shine your eyes in the direction of the kind of person that not only fits your life today, but will fit your life in 2 years' time, will fit your life in 5 years' time, will fit your life in 10 years' time. In fact, some of you ladies, okay, you just imagine now. I hope you know that some of you ladies are very, you know, you have nice shapes now. You're looking very nice and attractive now. But I hope you know that not all of you have a clue what you are going to look like after 3 children. So if that guy married you on the basis of how you look today, if that is his strongest attraction to you as to why he married you, and not all the gym that you go to can eliminate look, people have success stories. People eliminated their baby fat and they're all over there, but not everybody eliminated their baby fat. Seriously, not everybody, and you'll be deceiving yourself to think that everybody really can eliminate their baby fat. Now, a guy married you simply because you are a certain shape and a certain size. After 3 children, you don't look the same shape. What's going to happen? No, what is going to happen? Seriously. There are marriages that have crashed for that reason. That the guy, is no longer seeing the same person he married 5 years ago and is on the streets doing stuff. Why? Because that was why he married you. He didn't marry you because that was the will of God. He married you for carnal, sensual reasons. And once those reasons expire and fade away, trouble starts. Hallelujah. I'm happy with the person I married 19 years ago. What I see in the mirror is perfect for me. I love what I see in the mirror. I keep saying to her, I love what I'm seeing in the mirror. But it was God who provided her for me. I did not choose her based on what she looked like when we met. And I'm serious about it. I made my decision based on God's direction and assurance that this was the best person for me. Not because, I mean, she looks great. She is pretty. If I put a picture out there on Twitter, she is pretty. I know she is pretty. She's pretty for me. And she's very pretty, seriously. But that was not why I married her. Seriously, that was not. I made that decision because of the leading of God. As I was praying in the spirit, I knew straight away that this is who God is bringing into my life and is perfect for me through all the seasons of my life, through all the seasons of her life. Our time is almost gone, so I might not be able to read stuff to you that I wrote out on Twitter, but you just check those tweets out from 9 a.m. this morning. That's 28th of June. The tweets I sent from about 9 a.m. also, and where I was bringing that thought that, look, if this canal things, if this nitty, that's fickle little things, if they really matter to you, then take them to God in prayer. Take them to God in prayers. Tell God, Lord, I am really concerned about the size of the boobs of the woman I'm going to marry. Help me, Lord. The Lord will straighten you out. Now, seriously, He will bring you the best person and just be happy with the best person. Hallelujah. I'm happy with the person I married and I'm extremely, extremely delighted about it. So I tweeted today along those lines that, look, you guys, if it really matters to you, then take it to God. And I got a very interesting response. One guy said that, how can I ask God that I want a hot wife? And I said, look, if you go to prayer and you go to pray to God, are you going to ask for an ugly wife and then come out here to pursue a hot one independently of God? And that is what Christians are now doing in church today. They know what they want. They know what they are lusting for. But then they cannot discuss it with God. They will not discuss it with God. They will not even bring it to God. I mean, my daughter says the most silly thing, the silliest things to me. And once she brings those silliest things as a kid, we just laugh over it. We laugh over it and we know when to say to her that, okay, this is not what to do. And we also know when to just even laugh about it and not say anything. You understand what I'm saying? My daughter came one day at a certain age and said that she's going to marry me. Now, we just laughed. You understand? It sounded silly, but we laughed. Because, I mean, we found it funny. We enjoyed the band. We enjoyed it as a joke. We laughed about it. You understand? But never did she think that if I say this to my dad, he's going to give me a dirty slap. And most of us, because we were raised in Africa where the moment you voice your opinion, you are either told to shut up there, shut up there, or you get a slap. And we carry that relationship over into our relationship with God, where we think that if we come to God and discuss any issue that is nagging us with God, we think that He's waiting to launch us a dirty slap, you know, for thinking foolishly. That's what I'm saying, that if you really think it matters, the size of your future spouse's boobs, take it to God. If the thing sounds right in your mouth before God, then let's wait and see. If it doesn't sound right, God Himself, the Holy Spirit Himself, will purge you of that desire and make you see the right things in a woman or in a man that is supposed to spend the rest of his or her life with you. So, I'll have to close here and I'll see you guys next week. Bye. Hope you got blessed.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. To learn more about Soul Ties on Twitter, please follow our Shola Adio and our Soul Ties tweets. You can also visit www.breakingsoulties.com to read up on Soul Ties. To contact Shola Adio, please send an email to breakingsoulties@charisministries.org. That is K-A-R-I-S. ministries.org. You can also chat with him on BBM by using the following pin: 52C7F3CD. I repeat, 52C7F3CD. We have come to the end of this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. See you again same time next week. Jesus is Lord.